Thank you for listening to the ALC Daily Podcast. Join us as we dive deep into personal stories, gain wisdom from Scripture, and be inspired by amazing guest interviews. Our goal is simple: to help you deepen your personal walk with Christ. At ALC, we believe that every person needs community that leads to encounters that cause growth. This podcast is one of the ways that we strive to help you become the hands and feet of Jesus in your everyday lives.
Hello and welcome to the ALC Daily Podcast. This is Pastor Benjamin Davis, and this is our Friday edition of our daily podcast. And we've been doing testimonies from our Cuba mission team. And today I've got Vicki Joyner with us. Vicki, would you say hello?
Hello, everybody.
So glad you're here and doing a podcast with us. I just wanted to capture a couple of Vicki's experiences that I thought would be encouraging for you, and hope to edify and build up your faith. Vicki, could you just articulate a little bit about why you decided to come on our Cuba mission team this year?
Sure. For me, it was wanting to grow my likeness in Jesus, and I felt like the first step to be like Jesus is to show more love. And I thought it would be a good way to do that, to come here and just show and be love to others.
And you've been ministering to the children, which is so precious to us, because they need future leaders and children being raised in Christ. Can you just share a little bit about what that's like and what that experience has been like for you?
Yes, it's been completely different from American kids. And these kids have such a hunger to learn and to just be loved on. They want to know more, deeper level stuff than what normal kids would be like. They don't have the comforts that our kids do in America, yet they're so happy, they're so content, and it's just been more of a blessing to me, I think, than it has been to them to get to witness that.
Mm. And you shared a story earlier. I heard you talking about a special story of a kid. Can you just kind of just repeat that story and share for this audience what that was like for you?
Sure. In our first class, very first class, Sunday morning, we have a little boy who's probably 8 years old. His name is Ernesto, and he has cancer. And you could see it whenever we were introduced to him that, you know, it had been taking a toll. He was just looking worn and very tired. And it broke my heart, honestly. And we prayed for him. We showed compassion. We loved on him, gave him candy, toys, all of these things. And by the end of class, he had a smile on his face. He was playing. He was dancing, eating candy. And there was just a change in his countenance by just being loved on. And that I think that he's changed my life probably more than I've ever could do for him. And one kid has just changed my life forever.
It's awesome. Wow. Vicki, you're a miracle story. And by the way, we're in authentic Cuba, so you'll just hear voices coming and going. But you're a miracle story that happened as we were getting ready to come on our mission trip this year. I had leaders in our church going down. And I'm like, man, I got three leaders in the hospital. And I was just starting to seek the Lord. And you were one of those leaders that ended up in the hospital, all with very serious conditions. And I felt like the Lord gave me a word to help reverse that. Buenos. And so can you just tell a little bit about that experience? From what's the miracle that you experienced that enabled you to come to Cuba this year?
I was expecting to have emergency surgery. I found out that I had a hole in my intestines and an infection throughout my intestines. And the doctors were telling me the only way to repair this was first IV antibiotics and then emergency surgery that would put me in a state of recovery for 4 months. And that meant Cuba was off the table. It meant work was off the table. So many things. And I immediately knew that it was spiritual warfare and that the enemy was trying to get me to not be able to come to Cuba to reach people for God. And so I immediately came up with a specific prayer to pray that the hole would be gone and that this would be a testimony that I could speak of in Cuba and that it would reach people with the same or like illnesses, and that it would just be a miracle healing that would be a testimony. After being in the hospital for a week, they did a new scan to check the prognosis of it and just see if it was getting worse. And they found that the hole was gone, the infection was going, and that I was able to be cleared and come to Cuba.
That's amazing. I love it. You know, honestly, your miracle healing built my faith. I felt like that God was building my faith through the entire experience, because he showed me that your miracle healing was going to multiply. The next one was going to multiply. And we got them all out of the hospital. I got two of them here in Cuba with us. It's amazing. And I just really felt like yours was the first seed, the first miracle that really got us the results. And buenos. And I just love that. And did it build your faith? Did it cause you to have more faith for what you just really thought God was going to do here?
It did. I had my hope that the hole would be gone and that this would be a miracle. And, you know, it's one of those things where I was begging God for this to happen and believing that it was going to happen. But still in the back of my mind, I was like, okay, here's my backup plan in case this doesn't work. And then when we got the results that the hole was gone, I felt like I could have jumped through the hospital ceiling. I was so excited, and it just built so much faith that, you know, usually we don't tend to pray for ourselves. We want to pray for everybody else. And so in this situation, I had the opportunity to pray for myself. And God said, you know, you can also pray, believe for yourself, and I will honor that as well. And so it was huge.
Vicky, we're watching your little flock come by, heading to the healing crusade. Buenos. Hi.
Hello.
Hola. Well, that's just awesome. I love it. And of course, we're starting to see crowds of people heading to the healing crusade. We're expecting great things tonight. And buenos. And I just love that you're here. And I just love what God's doing through your life. And I just believe the Lord's going to honor your sacrifice. So I appreciate you taking the time to make this podcast.
I'm happy to be here.
Thank you for joining us on the podcast today. You can join us on Sundays at our South Campus at 9:30 and 11 a.m. and at our New Grain Campus at 11 a.m. For more information about ALC and our small groups, please visit our website at abundant.us.